And this is Talk Radio 790. Leo Terrell here with Talk Radio 790 KABC debate analysis. You have just heard the entire debate held by CNBC in Boulder, Colorado. All top 10 Republican candidates. Who won? Who lost? Who scored the most points? Who needs to drop out? We're going to answer all your questions at 1-800-222-5222. But for immediate reaction to the two and a half hours debate, we go to Arnold Steinberg, who's a political analyst. Arnold, welcome to Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Evening.
Arnold, your initial reaction to the debate, winners and losers, and the most significant statements throughout the debate.
You know, I've often thought that the best ticket for the Republican Party from a standpoint of classic success would be Kasich, Rubio, because you had Ohio and Florida. But tonight, you know, Kasich used the word I, appeared too ego-oriented, and I think he really hurt himself and his potential. Rubio was scripted but still had some good lines. I think when you look at the two people at the top, they probably stayed at the top. The Trump people are still with him. He made no glaring mistakes. He had a very, very strong close. I think the people who like Carson certainly stayed with him because he's speeding up his delivery a little bit there, and he appears to be thoughtful and contemplative. Nobody really hit him hard.
I concur with you. I thought Carson looked the best of the three previous debates he's been in. But, you know, Arnold, it seemed to me that there was a general consensus among the candidates to go after CNBC and the moderators and the hosts, and I thought they were very, very effective on that. I want to play a segment, if I have it here, of Ted Cruz. Here we go. We have it? I don't think we...
Illustrate why the American people don't trust the media. This is not a cage match. And you look at the questions, Donald Trump, are you a comic book villain? Ben Carson, can you do math? John Kasich, will you insult two people over here? Marco Rubio, why don't you resign? Jeb Bush, why have your numbers fallen? How about talking about the substantive issues people care about?
Arnold, every time the candidates went after the guests or the hosts, the moderators, tremendous response. Was that a very effective method of debating?
I think it's an effective method of debating with the Republican constituency. Second, I started out in my political career long, long ago as a press secretary. I tend to be very open toward the media. My candidates have enjoyed enormous success. I rarely charge bias, more likely incompetence. But, you know, I think that the reason the point resonated is I think people in the audience were seeing these kind of gotcha questions that were personal-oriented and not a whole lot of substantive questions.
This is Talk Radio 790 KBC. We're on with Arnold Steinberg, Leo Terrell here. Our call-in phone number is 1-800-222-5222. We want your response to the debate. Arnold, there was an exchange where between Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio. Apparently, yeah. There was some discussion that... that the Bush camp wanted to go after Rubio. Here's a segment of that.
Marco, when you signed up for this, this was a six-year term, and you should be showing up to work. I mean, literally, the Senate, what is it, like a French work week? You get like 3 days where you have to show up? You can campaign or just resign and let someone else take the job.
Rubio came back with a blistering response to that, basically saying that this was sort of a desperation move. And it, I think to me, it rattled Bush. What was your response to that exchange?
I thought Bush made a mistake. He looked petty. And I think that all the publicity beforehand that he seems Rubio, who really is not doing super well as a threat, I think it belittled Bush. There are a lot of things Bush could have done tonight, not that. The other thing is that, on the one hand, absenteeism is often a potent attack in politics. People really associate with the idea, hey, you get paid for the job, show up. However, they're so used to people running for president who are incumbent U.S. senators, they know part of this to run for president. So I don't think the attack on Rubio resonated, and I think he was a net beneficiary at the end.
I concur with that as well. Now, Donald Trump, he has some moments. Here's a clip from Donald Trump's comments regarding John Kasich.
He was so nice. He was such a nice guy. And he said, oh, I'm never going to attack. But then his poll numbers tanked. He's got very, that's why he's on the end. And he got nasty. And he got nasty. So you know what? You can have him.
You know what? You mentioned at the outset that you don't believe Carson or Trump numbers will be hurt by that. Trump seemed, what was your reaction to Trump as far as his energy level, his responses? What was your overall assessment of Donald Trump?
I thought the first debate he made a whole bunch of mistakes, but my analysis didn't matter because people, whatever mistakes he made, people thought those mistakes reinforced his independence. The second debate, I thought, you know, he hasn't really improved a lot there. He'd be hurt, and he did fine. This debate, I actually think he did improve and did do better. He showed he had the usual repetition, which was not great, but he did have some really, really good lines. And there were a couple of times where he seemed to be very honest, where he admitted that he either changed position, or for example, somebody said, "Well, would you have guns at your Trump resorts?" He said, "Yes." I thought he was going to waffle.
Talk Radio 790 KBC. Leo Terrell talking to Arnold Steinberg, a political analyst in Los Angeles. If you want to give your opinion as to who won, who lost, who should drop out, 1-800-222-5222. Arnold, in the previous debate, Carly obviously stole the show. What's your reaction to her performance tonight?
I think she did well once again, and if you were looking at this debate on a piece of paper, you were a formal coach scoring it, she would certainly acquit well. She rebutted the attack on her. She often does. I mean, the most potent attack on her is as a failed CEO at Hewlett-Packard. She responds quickly. She responds articulately. And just like in a courtroom, you know, they don't really lay a hand on her if you're the cross-examiner. Having said all that, she may still have peaked somewhat, but, you know, she does her best when she attacks the Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Now, do you anticipate any of these candidates, even in the initial debate with the four candidates, Pataki, Jindal, Santorum, and Graham, do you anticipate anyone dropping out within the next week or two or before the next debate, which will be held by Fox?
I think the two candidates that dropped out in the past showed incredible integrity in dropping out. Right now, we have a system that's rigged to keep people in because we have these super PACs. And that's why I say integrity, because our Texas governor had a $10 million super PAC. The Walker, from the governor of Wisconsin, had a $15 million super PAC. But they still honorably withdrew. But right now, we have these other candidates. I think the only one under pressure is Rand Paul, who at some point is going to have to run for re-election as the U.S. senator there. And the longer he delays, the more cynical that will be.
Well, is the motivation because of the super PACs in and of themselves, or is it because of the fact that the longer they stay in the race, they're looking at some type of post-race career, either as a TV host, a books tour? What's the end game?
Well, you know, I'm not sure there's going to be that much coming out of it unless somebody has a real interesting race. I mean, Huckabee got that. He gave it up. He's back again. I don't know whether he can go back or not. But the fact of the matter is, when you look at the super PAC, let's look at a Jeb Bush. By classic standards, he should be out. He's had a steady downward momentum, and he's actually laid off staff, a chronic indication of a faltering campaign. But a super PAC raised $100 million.
Yes.
So the idea is that I personally think that's not going to do it because, you know, we have Governor Meg Whitman here in California. You know, when you have all that money, people are paying a lot of attention to debates, whether you agree with them or not, or you're Republican or Democrat. These debates are affecting public opinion. They know an ad is a paid ad. So in answer to your question, I think a Jeb Bush stays in partly because of all that super PAC money. I think it's not going to necessarily help him.
Arnold, I want to thank you very much on behalf of Talk Radio 790 KBC for your analysis of tonight's Republican debate. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Leo. Bye.
Thank you. Our phone number is 1-800-222-5222. Many of you are already on the phones right now. Who won? Who lost? Who had the best moment? Who had the worst moment? Who should drop out? I want to take your compelling testimony and phone calls at 1-800-222-5222. Leo Terrell, this is Talk Radio 790 KBC. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
KABC News, live and local, closing in on 7:30. I'm Gary Garrison. 10 of the top Republican presidential candidates took to the stage in this evening's primetime debate. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson talking about the budget proposed spending cuts.
You also have to do some strategic cutting in several places. Remember, we have 645 federal agencies and sub-agencies. Mm-hmm. Anybody who tells me that we need every penny in every one of those is in a fantasy world.
GOP presidential candidate Dr. Ben Carson. Meanwhile, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was taken to task for his record of Atlantic City casino bankruptcies, to which he replied,
"Boy, am I good at solving debt problems. Nobody can solve it like me."
The Washington Post, for the record, reports that Donald Trump and his Trump-branded resorts and casinos have filed for federal bankruptcy protection a total of four times. Back here in the Southland, the bodies of two young females were found in a park in Montecito Heights today. They were discovered about 2:20 this afternoon in the area of Mercury and Boundary Avenues at the edge of Ernest E. Debs Regional Park. NBCLA reports they're believed to be between 18 and 25 years of age. LAPD homicide detectives are investigating. A big rig driver could potentially face charges in the death of a bicyclist who was crushed by a cargo container that was knocked loose after striking a railroad overcrossing in Carson Tuesday. The bicyclist who died at the scene was identified by the coroner's office today as 51-year-old Robert Castorena of Long Beach. The container fell on its side, landing on top of Castorena, who was riding by on his bicycle. Anarchists may be planning to use Halloween to ambush police nationwide. We'll have more on that story coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. Now, Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. The Royals and the Mets are still going at it in Game 2 of the World Series. The Clippers and Kings are on the court in Sacramento. The Lakers and Minnesota are going to tip it off here probably momentarily at Staples Center. And that's sports in the home of the LA Kings. Traffic and weather up next. KABC News Time coming up on 732.
If your Halloween is like mine, it usually starts with a... and then a... whoopsies, I ate all the candy. But with Walgreens around the corner, no need to freak out. Just swing by and grab the treats you need with favorites like Snickers bars and Reese's peanut butter cups. And with short lines and easy parking, you can get in, out, and back in time for the next... Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, snack-sized candy bags are three for $9.
In a world where man services machines, there is one elite team with Ford design tools, Ford certified training, and Ford backed motorcraft parts. They are the specialists at Ford.
Now get a $50 mail-in rebate on any motorcraft brake service when you use your Ford service credit card. Subject to credit approval, taxes extra, rebate by prepaid debit card, pants or shoes on most vehicles, one axle, exclusions apply. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 12/31/15.
It's Peter Tilden for American Vision Windows, and maybe I forget to remind you that American Vision happens to be the number one window replacement company in California with more than 70,000 customers and over 600,000 windows installed. Do you know why? Because they do an incredible job. Go to kbc.com, keyword windows, see my installation, and then give them a call because they're doing it again. They're going to pay the tax plus give you free expert installation. Do you know how much money you're going to save on an amazing window when you save the tax and get free expert installation? And these windows are not just any windows. They're beautiful. They create security for your home, energy efficiency so you save money every month. It stops your rugs and drapes from fading. You can reclaim a room that's too hot. Give them a call. They're the experts. Nobody does installation. Nobody does windows like American Vision Windows and Solar. The phone number, 877-465-2470. You're going to save a tremendous amount of money because they're going to pay the tax. That's 877-465-2470. Change the look of your home, the security, and keep your home cool while lowering your electric bills. 877-465-2470.
CSL number 778326.
At Ritz Plumbing, there is no rooter man, just nothing but genuine professional plumbers, kitchen and bath problems, sump pumps, gas lines, tankless water heaters, and yes, rooter service plus 12-month interest-free financing. Call Ritz Plumbing, 888-757-7489. That's 888-757-7489.
KABC has traffic first on the 4s when you need it most. South 710 at the 405. Been working on an accident in the back of just beyond the 91. Westbound side of the 10 at Holt was an earlier accident. Finally cleared that one for you. And 210 West at Citrus was another accident, also completely cleared from lanes. Just a reminder, Hollywood Boulevard closed anywhere between Highland and Orange in the Hollywood area for a movie premiere, Sunset, Santa Monica. Anything will work for you as an alternative. They are all open for you. East 101 at Haskell was an earlier accident cleared, but slow from the 405 and to the Hollywood split, then busy again around Bob Hope Drive over to the Golden State on the 134. And South 5 Los Feliz is cleared as well, recovering now from Burbank, and northbound still very busy for you out of East L.A. KABC has traffic first on the 4s, next report at 744. I'm Rhonda Kramer, 790 KABC.
There's a strategist who's a favorite of mine.
I'm a disaster. I bring a degree of chaos.
That's why I'm the best.
Jane Bodine.
Pat.
It's going to be a good one.
Vanity Fair hails. Sandra Bullock mixes comedy and drama with irresistible flair in Our Brand is Crisis.
There's only one wrong, and that is losing.
The New York Post raves. Sandra Bullock and Billy Bob Thornton have great chemistry.
I'm going to strip the bark off you.
Watch out. I'm probably going to win this thing.
Our Brand is Crisis. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parent. Starts Friday.
If you're paying for a home equity loan, you know how it affects your monthly cash flow. But now, Equity Key offers a new way to access the wealth in your home and eliminate those monthly payments. Learn more at equitykey.com. That's equitykey.com.
Terms and conditions apply, subject to underwriting approval.
KABC Market Check, the Dow gained 198 today to close at 17,779.5. The NASDAQ rose 65.55. The S&P 500 up nearly 24.5 points. Southern California weather from KABC, partly cloudy tonight. Lows lower to mid-60s for tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning and then sunny. Highs in the mid-70s to mid-80s. Right now, 71 in Malibu and Costa Mesa, 74 in North Hollywood. Get news at the top, the bottom, breaking news as it happens, and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Gary Garrison, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
The quality program heard on this station is made possible by your generous contributions.
So call already and contribute. Call toll-free at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
If anything comes out of this whole thing with some of these nasty and ridiculous questions, I will tell you, you better get rid of the super PACs.
Welcome back to Talk Radio 790 KABC. Leo Terrell with debate analysis. You heard the entire debate on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Now we want your response. Many of you are online. Hold on. Even you, Sylvia, out there driving. We're going to take all your phone calls at 1-800-222-5222. But we want to bring on Dr. Todd Graham, who's the director of debate at Southern Illinois University. Dr. Graham, thank you for joining us on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Well, you're very welcome.
Dr. Graham, instant response to the debate that you just witnessed for the last two-plus hours?
What is my instant response? Is that it's the worst debate I've ever seen. That's my instant response.
And is that because of the way it was presented by the moderators, or was it because of what factors?
You hit the nail on the head, because it's the worst debate I've ever watched. Because you know what? I was looking forward to hearing a good economic debate. These are serious issues. It was supposed to be billed as your money, your vote, the debate was. And so I thought we can tell the difference between the candidates. If we get to hear their economic positions, this will be awesome. But one thing I've learned in coaching debate and teaching it is if you don't have someone at the top, in other words, the moderators, if they're not good at their job, then there's no way the debaters can do their job either. And in this case, it's one of the worst debates I've ever seen, not because of the Republicans or because of their positions, but because the moderators were absolutely horrible.
You know, Dr. Graham, I'm a lawyer by profession. I would concur with you. I honestly anticipated to have a great debate, economic issues, CNBC, the financial network of NBC. It was horrific as far as the way they controlled the debate, to present the questions that were asked. Here's a statement made by Ted Cruz regarding the comments by the moderator.
The questions that have been asked so far in this debate illustrate why the American people don't trust the media. This is not a cage match. And you look at the questions, Donald Trump, are you a comic book villain? Ben Carson, can you do math? John Kasich, will you insult two people over here? Marco Rubio, why don't you resign? Jeb Bush, why have your numbers fallen? How about talking about the substantive issues people care about?
Did the host lose the focus of focusing on economic issues and trying to get ratings? What was the, why did they lose their focus on abandoning the economic focus of the debate?
Two things happened that started the tenor of the debate sort of poorly, especially for the moderators. The first has been happening in the debates up to this cycle. If you've noticed, one way to try to get the candidates debating against each other is to present one a question where you say, your opponent standing two to your left has said this. How do you respond to it? So it's sort of a gimmicky way of trying to get two people to conflict with one another or to argue with one another if you don't want to. And the candidates were having none of it tonight. But frankly, I think it was the second thing they did that was wrong, was even worse, which was they were a little bit sort of flippant in how they were giving the questions. Ted Cruz was not incorrect to say basically they were saying, can you do math? Shouldn't you just resign, to Marco Rubio? And is this a comic book sort of a thing? They really had a little bit of attitude. And so one of the things we talk about in the Republican candidate is who's presidential. Well, you know what? The moderators also need to be presidential as well, because you won't get anything coming out of this debate if they're not. And so that's what started.
I concur. We're talking to Dr. Todd Graham. He's the director of debate at Southern Illinois. Talking to him about his response to the debate, notwithstanding the poor performance of the host and the moderator, did anyone gain anything? Any of the candidates shine throughout the evening, notwithstanding?
Well, you know, I just had somebody walk in my room and say, well, what did you think about Trump? I heard he didn't get to speak for 27 minutes or something. And I said, well, I think that's great for Donald Trump, mm-hmm. because this debate wasn't going in a great direction anyway. And I think Trump and Carson, the two front runners, did fine by literally saying very little. The debate didn't get very deep on the economy. Trump and Wood stayed out of it. He didn't seem like the meanest person on stage. There were other fights going on. So I thought, in fact, the debate went okay for the two front runners. I didn't see them getting hit at all.
You and I are at maybe 2,000 or 3,000 miles apart, and I agree with your assessment on the Trump-Carson. They didn't get skinned. Let me ask you, there was an exchange between Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio. Here's part of that.
Marco, when you signed up for this, this was a 6-year term, and you should be showing up to work. I mean, literally, the Senate, what is it, like a French work week? You get like 3 days where you have to show up? You can campaign or just resign and let someone else take the job.
Rubio came back with a very strong response to that, and it seemed like it put Jeb in a shell. What was your response about that exchange?
If you just listen to the clip that you just presented, it makes perfect sense. There's no way that's a poor argument, unless it's in a debate, in which case Rubio gets to answer it and he gets to take the high ground and say, you know what, this is typical of people to say this because I want to be president. I should be doing something else instead. And so Rubio actually had the audience on his side. One of the things I teach my debaters is if you're going to be hostile or pick an enemy, you'd better be sure in the debate that you pick the right one. And so in this case, I think it was a mistake to pick Rubio as an enemy. I think Jeb Bush needs to do what Newt Gingrich talked about years ago, which is if you always complain about mainstream media, if you always point to the moderators and say they're being unfair, you will get the audience and the Republicans at home on your side. But if you start to attack another Republican on your side, on your stage, then it's way more dangerous.
This guy is good. Dr. Graham is real good. Dr. Graham, last debate, Carly shined extremely. Her star was bright. What was your analysis of her performance tonight?
I mean, she got lost a little bit tonight, and here's why. She wasn't new, right? She wasn't new on the stage anymore. And so, frankly, I heard some of the same things that she said in the previous debate. She didn't have a lot of new information to give us, and given that the moderators were unable to distinguish between the economic plans of any of the debaters, I thought they all came out about the same. I frankly didn't see any big losers in the debate. I didn't see anyone who I thought came across poorly, but I will say that she's probably not going to get a bump from tonight's debate because she didn't get the airtime. She didn't say anything particularly amazing, but she also wasn't bad.
Dr. Graham, I want to thank you very much. Your analysis is right on point. I mean, we have never met before, but my personal opinion, I concur with everything you have said. Thank you very much for coming on.
Well, that's Talk awesome. That's awesome. Great minds think alike.
Thank you, Dr. Todd Graham. Thank you very much. We're going to listen. I promise you now. Phone calls, 1-800-222-5222. This is Talk Radio 790 KBC special Republican debate analysis. Take a short break. We'll come back with your phone calls.
Are you ready to take your diabetes management to the next level? Put the ContourNex meter to the test and challenge your meter. The ContourNex meter makes testing easy and highly accurate with close to lab level results. And ContourNex gives you a second chance, allowing you to reapply to the same strip when the first sample is not enough, saving you time and money. So take the challenge. Go to ContourNextChallenge.com, get a free meter, and enter to win free test strips. Find ContourNext at your local Leader pharmacy.
An important message from Medicare.
I found a better deal on prescriptions.
I found a new plan with lower costs.
It's Medicare open enrollment. Have you compared plans yet? Who knows what you might find?
Check out your options at Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
You never know unless you go.
Medicare open enrollment, October 15th through December 7th. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services.
ABC has traffic first on the 4s when you need it most. South 710 at the 405. It's an earlier accident. Continues to clear with a backup now to the 91. And also Hollywood Boulevard. Just a reminder, close Highland to Orange with a movie premiere. Sunset or Santa Monica Boulevard gets you around that closure. Also on the northbound side of the 101, 4-level interchange all the way into the Cahuenga Pass to about Universal Center Drive. Still quite heavy. And the Golden State still busy out of downtown. And once you cross over the 2, that gets better for you. And southbound 5 busy out of East L.A. It'll be a busy trip most of the way through to Garfield, but finding all lanes open. KABC has traffic first on the 4s. Next report at 7:54. I'm Rhonda Kramer, 790 KABC.
This is the Legal Minute with super lawyer Darren Cavanocchi, founder of 1-800-NO-CUFFS. Paul, you have a question for Darren?
Hey, Darren, are roadside breath tests even legal?
Here's the deal. Roadside breath tests may be optional, but it's a complex question, so listen up on this. There's actually two kinds of breath tests, one that they want before you're arrested and a different one after. The dividing line is clear. Are you in handcuffs? The one before you're arrested is voluntary, and they're supposed to tell you it's optional, but sometimes they get tricky and say, hey, we just have this one test to do, just blow in this. Here's the key. If it's a pre-arrest screening test, it's optional, don't do it. Be polite, but say something like, I'd love to do this, but my lawyer would kill me, and then call 1-800-NO-CUFFS. Hey, thanks for the call and the great question. If you're ever in trouble, call us at 1-800-NO-CUFFS, because no one looks good in handcuffs, you know, unless you're into that sort of thing.
At TIAA CREF, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
In the time you've spent listening to this radio spot, you could have completed and submitted an entire expense report with a simple picture of your receipt. That's all it takes for you to get back to work and for your business to run more efficiently. To learn more and discover all the ways Concur helps manage your company's expenses, just go to tryconcur.com for a free test drive.
The Debate post-game show and Jared from Subway sex tapes on Dr. Phil. Plus, you now can major in Game of Thrones on the next Doug and T-Ray Live and Local 5 to 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome back to Talk Radio 790 KABC. Leo Terrell with special Talk Radio 790 KABC Republican debate analysis. It's now your turn to opine who won, who lost, best moment, worst moment, your reaction to the CNBC host and moderator. Our telephone number, 1-800-222-5222. Here's Ben Carson.
You'd have to cut government by about 40% to make it work with a $1.1 trillion hole.
It's not true.
It is true. I looked at the numbers.
When we put all of the facts down, you'll be able to see that it's not true. It works out very well.
Referring to his tax cut of 10% across the board for all Americans. Jonathan, welcome to Talk Radio 790 KABC. Your opinion regarding the debate tonight.
Yeah, hey, thank you so much for taking my call. My opinion of the debate, CNBC should stick to what they're good at.
And what's that? What are they good at?
Shark Tank reruns.
They were horrible. Jonathan, they were horrible.
Oh, they were just the worst.
They lost complete control.
People trying to do a Megyn Kelly impression, just blowing it.
Oh, it was embarrassing. They lost complete control of the debate.
Absolutely. You're spot on. And Dr. Graham, you got some smart friends, let me tell you.
Oh, Graham was on point, right on point.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant point, good analysis, objective. And, folks, I got no dog in this fight. I'm an independent. I'm looking at the debate, open eyes, and I thought I thought Dr. Graham was outstanding. And
I'm with you. I thought his analysis was spot on.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Big Money. Big Money, welcome to Talk Radio 790 KABC. Your reaction to the Republican debate.
Thanks, Leo, for taking my call, and I agree. I concur. Dr. Graham was right on point. In fact, I would even go as far as to say not one of these presidential candidates had the decency to show that we can use and save Social Security by creating new dollars, by redirecting Powerball, Super Lotto, Mega Lotto on a statewide ballot measure to not only recreate manufacturing and clean energy jobs, but also to be used as a supplemental income to existing jobs. Your question, Leo, was who did the worst job? I would have to say Ron Paul and the governor. What's his name?
There was a couple of governors up there. There was Kasich, there was Bush.
No. Not Kasich. Kasich, I felt, did a wonderful job. He stays. But the ones that's going to leave is going to be Rand Paul, and the other one, the one that comes on.
Well, you got Governor Christie.
Fox. He comes on Fox.
Well, there, a lot of them come on Fox. Big money.
No. The one that has a show on Fox.
Oh, Huckabee.
Huckabee and Rand Paul are gone.
All right,
they're gone.
Thank you.
As far as I'm concerned, I thought that Kasich did an admirable job, and the rest of them pretty much stayed the same.
All right, thank you very much, Big Money. Let me play a little bit of Huckabee. Here we go.
I'll tell you what a weakness is of this country. There are a lot of people who are sick and tired because Washington does not play by the same rules that the American people have to play by.
Did you learn anything tonight? I was hoping, I had high expectations that CNBC was going to do a debate on economics, job creation, improving wages, because there's been a flatlining of wages for middle America. Plans. I didn't get that tonight. I got the same old rhetoric that you hear basically in every debate, but this one had an added component, and that was the horrific presentation of the questions by the CNBC moderators. They were definitely ill-prepared to handle this type of debate. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome to Talk Radio 790 KBC. Your opinion, please.
Hey, you guys. I agree with the moderators and your comment. That's probably where we only stand by. Remember, Huckabee and Kasich are still in the game. Why? Why are they still there? Let's go with real points. You know what? We can talk about Carson all day. He was a little slow. Don't care about it. Who had the points tonight? I don't know. Who has immigration? You wanted to know about trading. You were asking this question just 30 seconds ago. You asked, are we going to bring jobs back? How's that going to happen? Stop trading. Limit it. And that's the answer.
All right.
And who has that? Trump's got it.
All right. Hey, listen, again, I have no dog in the fight. I was looking for answers. I was looking for answers tonight. I thought the format, economics, economy, financial improvement of the country's economy, hoping to get that from CNBC. CNBC is the financial network of NBC. Apparently didn't get it tonight. And the moderators and the host, they lost control of the show. In fact, we were talking about this while we were watching the debate. One of the examiners was just acting like a personality. He tried to become part of the show. And I just didn't understand the concept of what CNBC was trying to accomplish. Apparently, it did not work. Let's go to, Theron? Theron, welcome to Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Yes, it's the real brother. Thank you for having me on the show. Why do idiots argue that if you cut off trade, importing and exporting, then the jobs that are due to importing and exporting will come back to the United States? How can you have importing and exporting trade if you cut off trade? See, and this is why the Republicans have lost every political debate since 1896. They're just dumb, Leo. And you know they're dumb, but you have to cater to them because you think this is your audience. Dumb people don't need dumb hosts, dumb CNBC moderators. Dumb people need to be educated. And the only people that are fit to educate them are people like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
All right. Thank you very much for that Democratic Convention spokesperson message. And when we come back after traffic with Rhonda Kramer, I'll respond to catering to Republicans. Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Thank you, Leo. Southbound side of the 710 freeway at the 405. I've been working on an accident here. It's now in the clearing stages, but still busy coming away from the 91. Also, Hollywood Boulevard, that remains closed. Highland on over toward Orange. All for a movie premiere remains closed about 6 o'clock in the morning. Sunset, Santa Monica Fountain, all good alternatives here. Northbound side of the 101, that's still busy out of downtown LA up into the Cuenca Pass to about Universal Center Drive. Eastbound Santa Monica from the tunnel into about La Brea, where it gets better for you, but still very busy. Washington, Adams, good ways around that. And southbound 5 East LA out to about Garfield, still a bit busy, but it's starting to finally recover for you. KABC has traffic first on the 4s, next report at 8:04. I'm Rhonda Kramer, 790 KABC.
Tom Perkins, an icon of Silicon Valley, has come out publicly and said, you know what? We were wrong. She was right. She was a great CEO. She'd be a great president of the United States because the leadership she brought to HP is exactly the leadership we need in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to Talk Radio 790 KBC. That's Carly defending her termination from Hewlett-Packard, explaining that, hey, notwithstanding her termination, she was given high marks as CEO of Hewlett-Packard. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-222-5222. Leo Terrell, very, very fair-minded, independent. I have no dog in this fight, hoping to hear answers on how to improve the economy tonight. Apparently, the debate tonight from most people so far was a disaster from the standpoint of the moderators and the host who try to ask questions. They lost control and the respect of the candidates. Again, let me play what Ted Cruz said.
The questions that have been asked so far in this debate illustrate why the American people don't trust the media. This is not a cage match. And you look at the questions, Donald Trump, are you a comic book villain? Ben Carson, can you do math? John Kasich, will you insult two people over here? Marco Rubio, why don't you resign? Jeb Bush, why have your numbers fallen? How about talking about the substantive issues people care about?
I think he's right on point there. 1-800-222-5222 is our number. I think if there was one loser, I think the awkward exchange between Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio, I think it backfired on Mr. Bush. I think Marco Rubio came back with a tremendous response. And I think Jeb Bush is in serious trouble. Let's take more of your phone calls. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome to Talk Radio 790 KABC. Your analysis of the debate.
Well, thank you very much. I had a real problem with the media.
Yeah, I think there's a general consensus, Tom. I thought the media was horrific tonight.
From the get-go, I mean, those questions, forget about them being rude. I mean, during the debate between Clinton and Bernie, this was softball questions.
Mm-hmm.
These questions were, I wanted to hear about the economy, okay?
Me too.
What's your plan? How about creating jobs? What's your plan? How are you going to reduce the size of government in Washington? I heard none of that.
I agree.
I'm so disgusted with this. If the media doesn't stop making the news instead of reporting the news, we're just going to get worse.
Excellent point.
These are the people, just like the nutty professors who are so liberal at these universities. Harvard, I gave a talk today. I'm running for the United States Senate. I gave a talk today, and I mentioned that Harvard students actually believe that, and they say this, that America is the reason for all the problems in the world. If my kid came home from college and told that to me, I would say, your room is now a den, and get rid of the tattoos, put a long-sleeve shirt on, get rid of the, the haircut.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Tom. I got to take a break. I got to move on. Thank you very much for your comment. By the way, Ted Cruz came from Harvard, outstanding Republican candidate. So not all Harvard graduates are bad. 1-800-222-5222. We're taking your comments, your opinion, your analysis of the debate that you heard on Talk Radio 790 KABC. All top 10 candidates were present, and we're going to take more of your phone calls. Stay on the lines at 1-800-222-5222. Short little break. We'll be back. This is Talk Radio 790 KABC.
KABC. I am so happy that you put Mac on for another hour.
And now 10. That's really wonderful.
Greg Mac and...
This is Talk Radio 790 KBC. Leo Terrell, fair-minded civil rights attorney with special Talk Radio debate analysis. You heard it live here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Now it's your turn to give us your opinion. Who won the debate? Who lost the debate? And the performance of CNBC apparently has taken over the number one spot as the biggest complaint of the debate. The moderator, the host, they did a lousy job on controlling the debate, and the candidates made sure that everyone knew about it. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-222-5222. Here's a little sound from Rand Paul regarding the debate.
I will stand firm. I will spend every ounce of energy to stop it. I will begin tomorrow to filibuster it, and I ask everyone in America to call Congress tomorrow and say, enough's enough, no more debt.
Talking about the debt ceiling that was lifted, and Rand Paul's going to he's going to filibuster tomorrow. Here's John Kasich, governor from Ohio, regarding the budget.
I'm the only person on this stage that actually was involved in the chief architect of balancing the federal budget. You can't do it with empty promises.
And here's Ben Carson on marriage equality.
There is no reason that you can't be perfectly fair to the gay community. They shouldn't automatically assume that because you believe that marriage is between one man and one woman, that you are a homophobe. And this is one of the myths that the left perpetrates on our society. And this is how they frighten people and get people to shut up.
We're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-222-5222. But we have on our KBC hotline Susan Constantine, who is a body language expert and leadership coach. Susan, welcome to Talk Radio 790 KBC. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me again.
You saw the debate. You heard the debate. What was your analysis or evaluation of the performance of the candidates?
Well, it's interesting that you use the word performance. I think that Trump used that in the interview afterwards, and he actually used the word. He was very happy with his performance, and I think that's exactly what it was, is another a performance. So what I'd like to see is more authenticity, you know, with Donald Trump. But overall, when I watched the debate today, the person that really stood out to me that I felt they did a really great job was Rubio. You know, this is like the third time we've talked, and it's like each time he impresses me with the way that he speaks and uses his nonverbal communication. Consistently is consistent with his nonverbals, and his verbals are always saying the same thing. So I'm looking for the connection. Are they consistent, or are they inconsistent between their words and their body language? So he's my winner. A lot of them really didn't stand out a whole lot tonight. You know, a lot of them seemed fairly flat. Donald was not on his game as he has been in the past. I think Fiorina did a great job, except for she didn't get enough time. So she was very decisive. Again, her hand gestures, she punctuated on point. When you do that, you're just showing us what really matters. When you press your hand down and you pump your hands with your words and your head nod at the same time, you're making a very strong commitment, a strong point about something.
Susan, I'd like to ask you a question going back to Rubio, because I agree with your analysis on Rubio's performance, from his language, from his body language, and his presentation. Does his youthfulness hurt him?
You know what I thought was when I was watching the debates today, he was positioned to look small.
Mm-hmm.
He was positioned between two candidates that were much taller than him, and he looked very youthful.
Yes.
And, you know, I think that if he were not placed in that particular lineup and he was in a different position, he immediately looked like the small man on the totem pole.
He did.
He looked very tiny.
Yes.
He looked like he was no more than 5'4" tall.
Yes.
You know, with Bush and Trump being in the middle. And I wondered about that, because I thought, well, that's really odd, because they were really pressing hard on him about being the youngest one, and he's very, you know, trying to get to the top very quickly. And yet, when they did that, they positioned him in a place of weakness made it look small. So that positioning, I'm wondering who's the one that actually sets that lineup up, or if it was intentional to make him look smaller.
I observed that. Let me ask you this question. There was an exchange between Rubio and Bush where Jeb questioned Rubio's attendance. And I thought Rubio countered with an excellent attack. And I wanted you to get your opinion on the body language of Jeb Bush throughout that exchange.
You know, he was defensive. You know, when you see him kind of stammering a little bit on his feet, he kind of shifts and moves a little bit when he's feeling a little bit anxious. And I'm talking about Bush.
Yes.
And then he looks down and he looks at Rubio dismissively. I mean, he looks at him and just tries to dismiss him. and there's contempt in his facial expression of between contempt and anger towards Rubio. There's obviously a sense of jealousy that's going on there. You know, he brought him up the ranks, and now he feels like, you know, he's kind of taking his place.
Yes.
And I think that Rubio was very clear about that. You know, he's not trying to take his place at all.
Talking to Susan Constantine, who is a body language expert and leadership coach. You know, a person who has, in my opinion, excellent debate skills, demands attention, is Ted Cruz. What was your evaluation of his performance tonight?
You know, the problem that I have with Cruz is he doesn't appear authentic.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. He punctuates on point. All this is all right in harmony. But there's a sense of insincerity in his facial expressions that seems very programmed and rehearsed and almost seems like it is a symphony. You know, it's hand gestures, do it, everything's right on cue, on point, and it loses its natural momentum.
Is that a sense of confidence, though?
It didn't appear to be confidence to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just telling you what I'm looking
at
when I'm seeing that. And I think that's one of the things that he's being scrutinized for, because it's all right. One thing I want you to think about, how does it move you to feel when you watch it? Because when it's authentic and they're making very strong points, it should move you to feel the same emotion.
That's a good point.
If it doesn't, then there's where that authenticity comes in. So, yes, he comes across as being very pointed, powerful, confident, but it doesn't appear sincere. That's the problem that he's having with it. I would really love to see him, if he wants to move forward, as being a little bit more authentic
mm-hmm.
and not quite so rehearsed.
Final question, Ben Carson. I personally thought he had a better debate performance, but what do you sense from his body language from tonight's performance?
You know, it's interesting when I was watching his hand gestures, because he was better last time than he was this time. That's my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were times when he was asked a question, he was feeling uncomfortable, and when he was holding his hands, he actually was gripping his own hand, one hand over the other, and that's what we call a self-soothing gesture. It's called a manipulator. When you're feeling a little bit anxious, you transfer that energy onto rubbing your fingers together or wringing your hands. And I saw that quite often with Carson, which is what I didn't see before. He was much more powerful before than he was today. I would like to have seen him up his game, because he's already running ahead right behind Trump. And I think he has a chance of leapfrogging if he can be a little bit more powerful again in his body language as he did the time before last.
Susan Constantine, I want to thank you very much for joining us on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Appreciate it. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with your phone calls. I promise you, 1-800-222-5222. This is Talk Radio 790 KBC exclusive debate analysis, the Republican debate number 3. We'll be right back.